From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rescue and recovery efforts underway in Ecuador. The death toll from a 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Ecuador surged past 230 on Sunday. Hundreds were injured when the quake struck late Saturday along the country's Pacific coast. Initial reports indicate heavy damage in the coastal city of Manta. The city of Pedernales has been destroyed, according to reports, and a bridge collapsed in the port city of Guayaquil. Four U.S. Marine Corps aircraft took off from Okinawa Sunday, joining efforts to help Japan recover from an earthquake in the southern part of the country. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has boosted to 25,000 the number of self-defense force troops aiding the rescue and recovery on the main southern island of Kyushu. Lawmakers in Brazil will vote Sunday on whether the impeachment process for President Dilma Rousseff will move forward. Two-thirds of the representatives in the lower house of Congress must approve the motion to move the issue to the Senate. There, Rousseff would face another vote that could remove her from office halfway through her second term. Opposition to Ms. Rousseff has increased in recent months, with accusations surfacing of unscrupulous and illegal accounting practices to cover government shortfalls during her 2014 re-election campaign. She has denied the accusations. Russia's military denies one of its jets made aggressive maneuvers during an incident with a U.S. Air Force reconnaissance plane flying over the Baltic Sea. The U.S. military said the Russian jet had flown in an unsafe and unprofessional manner, getting within 15 minutes of the aircraft Thursday. This is VOA News.